Simin Shin Lamed, Sif Aleph through Sif Vav, Bezer Shem. Dino Yeledes v'Shabbat. Yeledes yikechele sheish b'sakonu, mechal lana et ha-Shabbat. V'chol ma'a she'tzuricho. Kuren lo chachomo, imokom imokom yalden eso, umadikin lo ner afilu yitzumo, mikomokom chol ma'a she'yuchem l'shanet v'shanim, ki goin. Tzuricho l'hovi l'aklim, yivir lo v'chaber t'atuli v'tarim, chen kukir yitzu l'zeh. This is the halacha that we saw from Chof Ches, that the Esim Yerledes has the din of Sofik Pikuach Nefesh. Even though, like the Magen Mishnah says, the Shabur brings it down, people Echad Mini Elef, or Mises Peshach Ledo. Nevertheless, Chazal gave her a din of Sofik Pikuach Nefesh, Machal Nehat HaShabbat, Lechol Mashi Tzricho. And we saw in the Gemara that there's also a din Rav Ashi said, Lechol Mashi Yochel HaShabbat Meshaninen, which is Machlek Zvishenim, whether or not this applies to every chayil or just to Yeledes, but chol apachis zikr, with regard to Yeledes, it was said, maybe because, there are those that learn, it's because afilo echad mini elef are not mises. Therefore, it's not really such a chshash takono, and you can wait a little bit, you can do bishinui, and nothing's going to happen. Therefore, b'chol ma'ashiyach l'shanat v'shanina. However, since Shabbos is b'chuy etal p'kuach nefesh pashtet, wait how we paskin, therefore, like Mr. Shabura says at the beginning from the Sefer Chassidim, min haroi l'isha sheigi l'chidish tes l'hazim u'kol l'av Shabbat kol adorm and etrochamo d'shemin yizdam and edos v'shabbat v'loi tzitzar chasal Shabbat. This is the Sefer Chassidim that Magen Avraham brings down. Magen Avraham actually brings down the lashon of yazmin. She should be mazmin. As Mr. Shabura brings it down, roi l'hazmin. It's roi to be mazmin, it's not a chiyuv. Therefore, Claire is the Shevet Alevi, in Chelek Ches. He goes simin peichet. He goes through the different simonim shin chof tes and shin lamed, and he goes through sif by sif. And one of the things that he clears there with regard to Aaron Simon is a woman chayiv to spend the shabbosim of the ninth month next to a hospital. She has a friend, she has a relative, she has somewhere to go to. Should she spend that month every Shabbos next to the hospital, or she does not have to? He says loy shamanu that people getting me aledes midwife to come. That they should be next to them for Shabbos. For her, that's not the minig. And that's basically how the place can go. They say, L'mayis l'mashin of Mishabur is min haroi. The lashon l'aruch ha-shochan is chasidim van shemaisa. Or mazminim everything before Shabbos. L'chur the chasidim van shemaisa. It's coming off the Gemara in Midos. That says chasidim l'amir chasim al-alef. Chasidim are yishreinim and yisvalanim. They weren't mishamish mitasam melel revi ve'ilech. Because they were choshes that their child would be born on Shabbos, they have to be Michal Shabbos. Now, that's the chassidim. Chassidim are Rishonim. It's not a chiyuv. It's a min haroi. It's a nice thing to do. It's not a chiyuv. And therefore, if it's too much of a tircha, say the poskim, one does not have to do it. Therefore, you would not have to spend Shabbos close to, in walking distance of the hospital, even though if he has the chayus and a chanami, he might as well. If he has parents that live in the hospital, then he should. However, if it's any bit of a tircha, then he does not have to. Not only that, Rosh Hashanah wants to tell us that even to go further away from the hospital would also be mutter b'mokam atzer. For example, somebody's making a bar mitzvah, and you live 2 miles away from the hospital, and they live 4 miles away from the hospital. You would still be allowed to go to their house, even though it's going to be more chil Shabbos, when you're going to have to drive 4 miles if it comes out on Shabbos, than 2 miles. Nevertheless, he says, since it's only a suffix with lawa, then she's going to give birth on Shabbos. And not only that, it could be the Tzarech Mitzvah, you're allowed to go, be maflik b'svina, the simin reishon of ches, this can tell the Tzarech Mitzvah, simcha mishpachtit. But it sounds like even without that, the very fact that since it's not a vadai, and it's a lot of tirchol, you have no chiv, and therefore it is mutter to go to somebody else's house before Shabbos. However, the ikir d'dina zikr still applies, and that is that everything that you could prepare before Shabbos, one should yes prepare before Shabbos. So you have to leave on any light, you have to prepare any. Eretz Yisrael in America is quite different, I think, in this regard. However, in Eretz Yisrael, certainly, you go to Shari Tzedek, you go to one of these hospitals, everything, you don't have to write anything down, you don't have to sign your name, you don't have to, everything is basic, you don't have to bring your Tudat Zehut. You don't have to, if you have it, terrific, if you don't, just tell them. But everything is worked out already for people that are Shemir Shabbos, and therefore there's not that much that one has to do. However, if he's taking a non-Jewish taxi, if he's, and that applies to America also, certainly. Have the money there before Shabbos, that the driver can take it. Have the number of whoever you need to call and press into the speed dial. Better to have it on a phone that doesn't, the light doesn't go on. When you, it could be that cell phone is better before because it's LED. But if you're using a regular landline, that shouldn't, the light shouldn't, you shouldn't have a light that goes on, you shouldn't have, which, depending on what type of phone you have, you can get one of the old phones that still has the cord, if you can still find one. Those are the best lechura, because it doesn't take electricity also, it's just a phone line. Well, they have a speed dial, they do have a speed dial, no rotary phone. Yeah. But therefore, anything that you could do should be prepared for Shabbos to be memayit in the mount of Chol Shabbos, which applies also to the mount that you have to do, as you said. Lachur in the speed dial, even if you're going to have to dial, it's better to only dial one number than to dial seven numbers, or ten numbers, or however many numbers you have to dial. Now, how far do we take this tircha? Let's say she wants to go to a further hospital than a closer. She has two hospitals. She lives in Sanhedrin, and Bikur Cholim is close, and she wants to go to Shari Tzedek. Is she allowed to do that, or does she have to go to the closest hospital? To mind? Says the Shevet Levi, if you have a good reason to go to the other hospital, then you're allowed to go. If you think that you're going to get better care, you're going to get whatever it is, you'll be calmer there, then it's not a problem. Says, however, if it's only something like kashrus, it's a more mehuder hechsher in one hospital, he says, that's not enough of a reason to go to a different hospital, and you'd have to go to a closer hospital. Now, I think I'm certainly not disagreeing, however, you have to know the situation, and some women won't eat the food. That's not a hechsher that I eat. I'm do that. But you're sakanas nefashis. I don't care. I'm not going to eat that food. Therefore, right, I think we all know that if something falls into a half of a fly falls into a huge pot of chalons, I'm not going to eat the chalons, even though there's no reason whatsoever not to eat the chalons. Nevertheless, no one's going to eat the chalons. I'm going to throw it out. You can eat the chalons. I'm not eating the chalons. That's what most women say. I eat mutalech atchila. The seder, not in my house. Mamela, therefore, if it's going to still be a matzah v'chasarni suvi daito, she's not going to have what to eat, if you know the situation, and it's such a situation, then l'chur, it's enough of a reason to go to a further hospital. Now, if the hospital is inside the home, it's much lighter. You have less issues, and therefore you're allowed to take things that are not needed even for the ikur birth, for example. She wants a book to read afterwards, and the husband wants to have a challah and grape juice, whatever it is. You're not going outside this home, then it's much lighter. You're allowed to take other things that you don't need, and because you're inside of the tchum. However, once you're going outside of the tchum, then it's much more problematic, and you should only take things that are really needed for the birth, and other things that are not even change your clothing bathroom, which doesn't need. You can bring that there after Shabbat. It doesn't have to be. Unless it's mamre something which is needed, one should not bring it. The same thing really applies if there's no Erev. Even if it's in the tchum, if there's no Erev, also there's issues bringing things from the house to the car, bringing things from the car to the hospital. If you have a guy that's going to do it, then that's less of a problem. Then you can have the guy do it. But if you don't have the guy that's going to do it, then one should refrain and try to take only that which he needs to take. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down over here the din of Yesuvi Daita, that's really the din of Mechaber, the Madlik Alon Saner. And not only that, the Mishnah Berurah is Mechadish, which Lechur is in the Bir Halacha, it's mashma that it's maybe connected to Pashtas HaGemara. The Pashtas HaGemara of Im Hoysa Tzricha Aner, it's Chaber Madlik Alon Saner, mashmoit is, Im Hoysa Tzricha is that she asks for it, she needs it. But the Stamos that just light, to turn on the light, to light a fire, the mashmoit would be that any family wouldn't. Nevertheless, Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Tzeis Rishonim that since this is something that we know to be a tzurich of Yesuvi Daita, to calm a woman down, and Yesuvi Daita is necessary, therefore we do it even without her asking it. Similar to other things that we know that we do, even if she doesn't ask it after she gives birth, the regular things that a woman is supposed to have after she gives birth, regular chol shabbos that a person needs, that is done even without her asking it, so to before the birth. Certain things that are needed for Yesuvi Daita are done even if she doesn't ask for it. Now, the question is, what is the gather of Yishuv Adas? This is not specifically a negeah to Yilad. This is a negeah to all Chilash Yish Beisakana. That any Chilash Yish Beisakana also has the din of Yesuvi Daita. That we try to do things for them to calm them down, that they shouldn't chas v'chalila, or their master shouldn't worsen, put them into a bigger sakana than they are up until now. Now, what is the gather of Yesuvi Daito? Where do we draw the line? For example, the question that I was asked by somebody was that they were in America, and that was when their first child was born, and they went into a hospital, and in the hospital in America, they have, especially if it's not in Brooklyn, then they have all the time and all the patience and all the personnel for you and all the amenities. So turn on the music and there's people waiting for them and you can do whatever you want. And she wants to know if it was so nice to have the music on, so soothing and so, and also take a shower is very nice. So is there any problem on Shabbos to turn on the music, take a shower? Suvidaita. Is that Yisuvidaita? Yes. Soothing is calming. Is that enough of Yisuvidaita to be Machal Shabbos? Is that a turn on the music? Because that is considered Yisuvidaita. Now, included in this is also Bechlal. She's going to the hospital on Shabbos. Can somebody go along with her? That's also Yisuvidaita. How bad if she has to leave the kids at home? So she's very nervous. Can she call from the hospital to find out how the kids are doing? We'll see that it's not such a great idea to leave the kids at home. Like we saw that the Gemara, we saw in Yuma, that it's a chashash of pikuach nefesh betam, to leave his little kids, to leave them in a place where they think that they're locked in or they're scared or whatever. It's a chashash of pikuach nefesh. And the Mela of that could be that it's pikuach nefesh. But even if it's not, it's the older kids are there, it's not a chashash of pikuach nefesh, but she's scared, she's nervous. What's that? By themselves, how are they doing? Is that Yisuvi Daito that it's Mutaj Michal Shabbat? Now, L'chur, the Nidun, comes from Tesis. We saw Tesis, and the Mishnah Berurah really brings it down here in the Be'er Halacha. He says, the chilik that we find when it gets to Yoyledes, more than Achil on Yom Kippur, that Achil Yom Kippur only matar a mumcha, and Yoyledes we matar even without a mumcha, as long as she says she needs it, or, according to the Mishnah Berurah, even if she doesn't say she needs it, we're going to do it. He says, the Hocha Yoyse Yechoyla Hayledes Lestaken Eide Pachat Shetespached Shemo Ein Oysin Yofem Mashi Tzricho. Mashi Tzaken Achil Eberon. The Pachat over here, the Yisuvi Daita that we're talking about, is the Yisuvi Daita Shemo Ein Oysin Yofem Mashi Tzricho. Maybe they're not doing well, they're not doing a good job of what they need to do. And maybe if they can't see, you have to turn a light so they should be able to see. Now, that the Mashmois of Tesis is that it's totally specifically in the Leido. In the reason why she's considered a chayla sheish basakona, that's where the din of Yisuvi Daita comes in. However, if she has a zaita gashayla but against Yisuvi Daita, then maybe, in other words, she happens to know that her stocks, it's like 2008 and there's a big recession, she really has to know about her stocks, and she's very worried because she has hundreds of thousands of dollars invested inside, and it's just on her mind. So she's going to call up just to find out, make sure that they sold beforehand. She knew she was in touch with her stockbroker, and she just wanted to make sure beforehand. Then she went to the Shabbos. She didn't get the call to answer. She's just going to call to make sure. That's also Yisuvi Daita. Certainly Yisuvi Daita. That's not Yisuvi Daita, which is Kashur Bechlal to the Leida. Is that also considered a Yisuvi Daita? Now, I heard B'Shem Taman Chacham Echad that in his Shurim he says that if somebody gets an hospital and his wife says that she needs her teddy bear to give birth, then you get into a cab and you go back and you get your teddy bear and you come back. Now it happens to be that going into a cab, if it's the guy that's driving, there's not really too much of an issue that's done bechlal, as long as he opens and closes the door. There's not that much of an issue. At worst, maybe it's a derabbanan. But the pashut is that it's not too much of an issue. The question is, if you have to get into your own car and drive back, is that also, should that be done? So certainly, if you know that that's the matzav, that she's going to be nervous without it, then 100%, that's what you should do. The question is, can we say that about everything? Basically, our question. So I saw that Rav Shlomo Zalman declares this. He has one line about it in Shmir Shabbos Lecholsi. He says, he's talking about a chayla sheish be'sakana there in Perek Lamed Beis. Perek Lamed Beis is by chayla and Lamed Vav is Yilad. In Perek Lamed Beis, there he declares, I think it's the Arfei Gimel, he declares at the end, V'chi, can you say that somebody that wants a newspaper or a book to read, Chayla Sheish Be'Zakana, if we bring it there, or Rishus HaRavim, with no errors, that he should be able to read it? How you talking? That's how he ends up there. Toma, is that shy of such a thing? If you look at in Shulchan Shlomo, in Oiz Dalet, I think it is, in Shulchan Shlomo, Oiz Dalet, there he talks to Claire's Mamash Hour Claire. He says, what's the story with music? Can you turn on the music for a woman that wants the music? Is that enough of Yisuvi Daita? So he says, L'chur, this is something which is not Nagea to the Etzem Sakana, and therefore it's Ki'ilu, his mashal is, it's Ki'ilu, a healthy person that says, I need to listen to the radio now, and if I don't listen to it, I'm going to die. Says, is that, do we need that? Is that such a Yisuvi Daita that Mamash Chur L'Sheish Per Sakana? He's Chur L'Sheish, he's going to die. Well, now we say, jump in the lake, I'm sorry. either that's not kashur b'chlal to, you're a healthy person in regard to that. With regard to this nekuda, we don't look at you as a cholim b'sukim. We don't look at you as a somebody that needs yisubi daita. And therefore, there's no heter to do these things. The place can really clear about this. It's not clear exactly what the maskana is. The Chutz Shani talks about this
at length
in Chelek Dalet, Perek Tali Aleph. And there he says that in a time he names on that 100%. You're not allowed. Only things which are kashur to the Leda, that is something which is mutter. Something which is not kashur to the Leda is not mutter. Therefore, if a woman gives birth and the child, for whatever reason, has to go to a better hospital. Possibly there's some issue, and they have to transfer the child to hospital. So they transfer the child to a different hospital, and she's very nervous about her child, understandably. She's not allowed to call the hospital to finally help the child. If she's able to help out the child in any which way, certainly she's allowed to. However, if it's just because she's nervous, then that has nothing to do with it. He says, this is common, unfortunately, it shouldn't be common. If there's an accident, Rahman al-Slan, and there's a few people that end up in different hospitals, and some family members are worried about the other family members, and they're extremely nervous about them. So he says also, it's not negiah be'etzem to their sakana, and therefore they wouldn't be allowed to yisubi daitei. Although akol lefi inyan, he likes to. Akol lefi inyan, and that is that in a case where you can see that there is a chashash b'pikuach nefesh, certainly there's no question about it at all. However, it's something which you don't really know that it should be a chashash b'pikuach nefesh, and it has no shaykhah b'klal. There's no real reason to be choshesh. Obviously, you should try to calm them down and tell them and speak to them. But out of the etzem halacha, it's hard to be mechal Shabbos to follow pachas by their raisas, by their abundance. It's much more mekel to pachas with their abundance. That shouldn't be a problem at all. But with regard to their raisas, which could be any, what's the difference between their raisas and their abundance? Mechal were much more mekel. Even things that achoyla, some achoyla, things that are needed for achoyla, we do even al yidei agoy. We'll get the shinchal chas. We'll see all the kolam. But certainly the difference between their raisas and their abundance. Therefore, things which you know for sure is a possible chash in a chanami, that's something which is nechshav as yisubi daita, that has to be done. And the safer emergency is on Shabbos, emergency in Alafa, I think it is, before Alafa. Shmiroso shal Shabbos. He says that, and Orch Shabbos basically says this also in one of the Aras. He says that if the kids need somebody to take care of them, then and you can't leave them in the house by themselves, they're not of that age, and there's nothing else to do, he says then in Echlam you could get a Jewish driver to drive them from place to place, pashtas. If that would be, that's besides that maybe the chashash, sakonas, pashtas, leave them in the house by themselves, but else, if the mother is so nervous about it, in Echlam, one would be allowed to do that. What's that? Yeah, if you have an... If you're nervous that something's going to happen, then that's an even. But if they're going to give them, two lollipops instead of one, I don't know that that's whatever it is, something that doesn't make a difference to ask them. Then I did hear this morning from Stillman that Rav Reuben, he says that in a chanami, if a person knows that their kids, one kid is more comfortable over here, and one kid is more better over here, and one kid is over here in the third place. And that's taka where the mother needs them, that they should feel comfortable, and then in a chanami, you'd have to take the kids around from place to place, driving them around. If the mother is not going to have yishuv adas, then in a chanami, you'd have to do that. That would be going more on the side to say that you're even allowed to do daraisas for the yisubi daita. But if it's obviously in a case where there is such a chash that she's not going to have yishuv adas, then her everybody would agree we're allowed to do daraisas.
Are you with
So that's a good shayla. According to the way that the Magen Avraham says, it would come out that be'etzem you should have to. In a case where where you have a way to get out of it in a feasible manner that is going to obviously take care of the issue, then l'chera, the mashmois of the Magen Avraham would be that in a chanam, if it would entail, no chal Shabbos, l'chera, obviously. You shouldn't have to be chal Shabbos instead. And you have to be a good liar. What's that? I said from him it's mashma that would be mashma to even to do the right.
Even
when it's not connected. Unless you say that you see that it's a mashma pikuach nefesh, then everybody would agree to that. Is that Rishon Zalman, he was never machriya, that's the truth. Chi, it's not clear exactly how he went. Now, and once again, just to clarify, if it's a chash of pikuach nefesh, then even if she says she needs her dubi, and even if she says she needs the music on, and even if she says she needs to speak to her kids, and even if she says something which there is a real chash, you see that she's serious about it, and it's really, then in a chanami, you would allow to do any malacha according to anybody. However, where it's something which is not exactly for sure, then just to say that Yisuvi Dait is a heter to do even daraisas, it seems that the Paiskim are not so willing to be able to do that, and therefore one should be hesitant. Certainly, you should ask a guy if he has nicheles to do that.
Should it have been psychology or?
No, on whether or not any of them is
in. For example, why is the music any different from geography? Geography have just kind of psychology. It's not the cushion to.
I don't know. The music would be the same thing. Music and the kids would be the same thing, 100%. It would be the same halacha. More, turning on the light and turning on the thing, that would be kashur too. The Paiskim do say that a woman is allowed to get an epidural. It could very well be that it's only the Rabbanan Bechlal, especially even if it makes a chabura, but it's Malach Shein Tzich Legufa, if you don't need to take any of the dam out. And therefore, could be that it's a tzurich also to be able to get her through the birth, and therefore, it's mutter. With regard to showering, if she is before the matziv that she's considered a choyla sheyesh b'isakana, she hasn't had one of the simonim that's mentioned in Siv Gimel, then she's pashas a choyla she'in b'isakana, and you're allowed to do malachas ayidei a goy. You're allowed to do malachas ayidei a goy, and b'mokam atzerich with no goy, it seems in Shin Chavchet, it seems that there are places that are matter even to do daraisas, the Yisrael to do daraisas, b'shinur. But it's best to ask a guy to do it, to turn on the water, to turn on the door, the boiler, the kedema, and she would be allowed to shower b'chlal because, like we saw in Shin Chavav, and Shin Chavav b'chlali, of a star of the yachol, you could shower with water which is heated up before Shabbos, which is from the door, which is from other things. But, and if she's a chayla sheyesh b'ei takana, then it's also better to ask a guy. It's always better to ask a guy. If you have a guy, it's always better to ask a guy. If you don't have a guy, then. Also, with a shinoi, it's best to do anything that you want to do, do with a shinoi. That's a general klal. Even when you have a heter to be mechal Shabbos, you should always be mechal Shabbos, hakal hakal tchila. Like the mechaber says, b'etem, that's the zin of imish, if miyachal shanet v'shabbos. And therefore, like we'll see in a second, actually, exactly, where what's the seder adibut of how to do melacha. Now, including Yisuvi Daita, is L'chera, the Paiskim say, most Paiskim say that he actually bring down the Chazon Ish in Krivis Igris, Chelek Aleph, Simin Kuf Mem Aleph. He says that he encourages somebody to go together with a Yerleder from Shabbos because to calm them down. And therefore, Ramosha seems to say, Chelek Aleph, Simin Kuf Mem Aleph, he says that if you should try to convince her not to, and if she really wants to, then you could go. However, it seems that the most Paiskim say that somebody should go. Not only that, the Chut Shani Tainas, that even if she says she doesn't need somebody to come along with her, nevertheless, you should send somebody along with her because, as the Yisuvi Daita, you're right, she doesn't need it. However, sometimes there could be medical questions that come up, and she's going to have to make a decision, and she's not able to make a decision in the mental state that she's in, and therefore, she would need somebody to be with her, therefore, one should go with her. And that seems to be the basic stack. Generally, the husband goes. Let's say she needs a birthing coach. Can she also pick up the birthing coach? Many person say that, yes, she could. That's something that she needs to get through the birth. Then also, that's considered Yisuvi Daita, and she should. If you are a birthing coach, or your wife is a birthing coach, then they should find out exactly what they should do before Shabbat. But with regard to her, then the question is, how many people will that include, right? You also can get a whole tender and go around the whole town. Because she also wants to get her mother, and she wants the birthing coach, and she wants her husband, and her kids don't have a place to go. And so there's two egged buses going to the hospital. It's like, where do you draw the line? So, Reb Berkowitz said that you wouldn't be able to have all three, the mother and the birthing coach. And in other words, the husband is, you need that, she have the husband to make a decision whenever it is. And the birthing coach or the mother, whoever it is, should be able to get her through the birth. But to bring everybody along, that would be too much. Now, how to get to the hospital? So, the pashtus of the best way to get to a hospital is for a guy to drive. If you have a guy to drive, they actually, here in Yerushalayim, they have, Ezra Marpa has an ambulance with a guy to driver, and that would be the best. They flick on the light beforehand, before you open up the door, they do all the malachas, that would be the best possible option. If you don't have such an option, so then take a Goyisha cab. If you don't have a Goyisha cab, then the Mashmois is in the Paiskim that you should take in the Heinz and Paiskim's Manu, that a person should drive themselves.
What happens to a regular cab?
What?
You have a regular cab.
You have a Goyisha? Have
so. No. You don't know yet.
Theoretically. The problem is that you're flipping the Iver from to do more malachas. When you're getting into the car, you're going to do only what is needed to be done, and you're not going to do any more. The problem with driving yourself is that you can only do what you need to do, and you can't do more. So you have to get to the hospital, you're not going to turn off the motor. You can't turn off the motor, so what's going to happen? The car's going to blow up, it's going to overheat. Somebody else will turn it off. You can't go too close because they need to leave the place for the ambulances. So you can't just drop them off and then go somewhere else. A lot of things are not extremely practical. I did see Moshe Berkowitz, he says, if you are driving to the hospital, then you should use your blinkers and you should use everything else that you have to use. Anything which is needed for the regular safety of driving should be done. However, anything that you could be mined, you should be mined. So sometimes it's not exactly practical, and therefore the best possible option would be to use a goy, and could be to use an ambulance also, especially if you're coming from a further distance than close by, then one should use an ambulance simply for practicality, and that is that if a woman has to give birth, then they'll give birth in an ambulance and not in the back of a taxi. The Kfar HaYumay, that's not something which is so uncommon, and therefore that's what they say. Fakir, they say that, I remember being in the hospital at one point, speaking to somebody who said he came from Kiryat Sefer. And he said that his Rav told him, Lahedya, oh, do not take a goy, take an ambulance. You're coming for it's quite a distance, whatever it is, half an hour on Shabbos. Then you don't take any chance, and you take an ambulance. Now, even when a Yid is doing it, if a Yid is driving the ambulance, anything that you could do with the Shinoi, they should do with the Shinoi. I saw was once an ambulance on Shabbos, and I saw the driver take it. You wanted to, whenever you have to turn on the siren, so use something else to push the siren. He can do it the regular way. I think it was his walkie-talkie, but which is klishan lach lehetzer. It's a rachel from a kremer. It's even a klishan lach lehetzer. So you do things kalach riyad. And somebody told me that he was using a chovesh from Arnof, and they used everything that they did. They do shtayim shatzu. They hit the elevator, both of them together. But anything that you could do should be to be mindful in the yisurim. Then you should do. Now, b'chlal, with regard to adifut, in how to do a shinoi, the best is to use a goy. If you can't use a goy, because there's no goy available, the best is, for example, if you have to call the hospital, ask a guy to call. You go call an ambulance. Ask a guy to call. If there's no goy available, then ask a child to call. It's better not your own child. You should use somebody else's child. This is not just like, don't do it to me, right? It's like, not my answer. It's because you're mitzuveh on your child's shvitzo. And therefore, your chiv is that your child shouldn't do any iser. Therefore, to ask somebody else's child as opposed to your own child. However, if that's not available, then ask your own child. And if that's not available, then you should do it yourself. If you can't do it yourself, you should do it yourself. I did shinui. The back of your hand, the back of your knuckles, something else to poke with it, use a key to poke the numbers, whatever it is. And that's basically the Seder Adifut in general with regard to Malacha on Shabbos. Oh, why don't we say, you have a very good question. Why don't we say that Dafka Gadol should do it? That's Keshor Tashim and Shinuch of Ches, and we'll see why we don't say that. We're going to get there. But, especially with regard to this, B'chol Mashiyuch L'shanis M'shaninun, how does this din of B'chol Yavon Mashiyuch L'shanis M'shaninun stem with that you're supposed to do everything as quick as possible? Since there's no chash over here of Shiyuy, anything which is not a chash that something's going to take any longer, then it's best to use Go Kal Kal Chila and have the goy or kelach riyad, or even so brought down that if you don't have the yichelus to do any shinui, at least you use two fingers to press the button. That's also berach shtayim tzalos. You're doing it's a shinui. It's a mitzvah of a shinui because you're not pressing it the normal way. So even if you can't do it on the other way, at least use two fingers. Now, one thing that's included l'chero in this halacha of you should prepare before Shabbos, try not to mechal Shabbos. There are places that say that one should not do ma'isim that could be mezariz the leida, that could quicken the leida, that it should come earlier on Erev Shabbos, that she should have to be mechal Shabbos. Therefore, one should rather not do, if they need to do something, B'chlal, the person say that one should not be Mazarez Leido at all. It's a natural process. Ramesh has a tshuva about it. He's based here and there. Ayin Dalet. He has actually two tshuvas about it. And he... Remember the second one? Longer one is in Chelik Beis Ayin Dalet. There he's asked to a bunch of nekudas with regard to this. And he says that it's a natural process and it's not a sakana besim. It's not a sakana. He says, if Nashim are Mesis, it's only because the Nashim Mesis of Shasta doesn't like the Mishnah says in Shabbat for whatever reason. But that's not a sakana if it happens by itself. But this Baruch Hu wouldn't put a woman into such a masav, especially she's not a Mesoma Peri Rivia. Why would she put herself into such a masav where she bring herself to a sakana? By itself, it's not a sakana. And when it goes all there in Chateva, then it's normal and nothing should happen. And therefore, one should let nature play out its course by itself. However, when you're mezarez it, you're already not letting the teva go kedarkai, and therefore it's not kedai to be mezarez it. Unless obviously there's the doctors say that it's needed, something which is a medical reason why the doctors say that it should be done, then it obviously should be done. But in general, not to do things not before Shabbos, and certainly not on Shabbos, to cause itself to be done. With regard to Kim, it says, I know, if that could be Mazariz Leda, that Lachura, so somebody, you may tie in if it's true, in one of our hours. Lachura, that's Mitzvah Yishlaim, there's any reason not to be Mekayimit. Or you see, that's also, that's Chassidim Arishainim. Chassidim Arishainim, try to have, right? Tomorrow it says in Daf Lamed Ches, in Nida, Chassidim Arishainim would make all types of tastaki that they shouldn't give birth on Shabbos, maybe this is Nichlal on that. Well, Lachura, it's certainly not a Chiyu. Sif Beis. Kusis, in Mialdin, I say B'Shabbat. This din of in Mialdin Kusis is a halacha which applies. I feel the Dabashim B'Kol Shabbat. This is a halacha which the Makor is in Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah Chavav. It says that one should not be Mialid and Avodah Kechavim on Shabbat because you're Mialid Ben La'ivin Kechavim. You're being Mialid a Ben who's going to be Avodah Zarah. The mashmois would be that if it's not somebody who's Eved Avodah Zarah, if it's an Arab, not Eved Avodah Zarah, then you wouldn't be allowed to be Mialid during the week. And that's the mashmois of Meiri Taka. Not like the Prima Gadol. The Prima Gadol here in Eshel Avram, in Balad, he says the mashmois is Taka not that way. However, the Pasha of the Gemara would be that it's Mutter. However, once it comes to Shabbos, then you have an issue. That's side with regard to somebody who's an Ovid Avodah Zarah, side with regard to somebody who's not an Ovid Avodah Zarah. You have a problem that you're going to be Mechal Shabbos, and therefore you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for somebody who's not Shomer Shabbos. Let's say it doesn't involve any Chil Shabbos. Would you be allowed to be Mialid somebody who... Any Chil Shabbos means not even a Derabana, a Chiram. Would you be allowed to be Mialid somebody that's not Ovid Avodah Zarah? Okay, what do you do wrong? There's no Chil Shabbos involved, and there's no Mialid Ben Ovid Zarah. Okay, it should be Mutter. Betim, that would be the Mashmois. If you look at the Shulchan Harav, he's Mitiyachas. He says also, Mashmois is that you would be allowed to be Mialid a Goy who's not Ovid Avodah Zarah during the week. However, on Shabbos, there's always a problem of Tircha. Something which is not a term for Shabbos is considered Tircha. There's always a Derabban. That's really the mission that we saw. Rashi says that be Mialid a Behim on Shabbos is also because of Tircha Yisera. With regard to a human being, we don't reckon that to be considered Tircha Yisera if it's a Yid. But if it's a Goy, then we reckon that to be considered Tircha Yisera. Now, if there's Eva, then we get into Heterin. If there's Eva, then it's mutter to do things from the Mishnah Berurah. It's clear that the only thing that we matter al Eva is Yisuri Derabanan. However, Yisuri Deraisa are not matter al Eva. And therefore, he shries about the Reifim Zmanin, or Afilo Yisik Shirim. Yisik Shirim. Tev Sheba Reifim the Gehenna. That's the Mashmoy, that's the Mishnah Berurah. No? Da Rifim is Mainu Afila Yesik Sherim, Fakir. It's the Sherim, that's where they end up. That's Mamish because they want to be the best doctor and even be Murapa the Goyim. That's why according to Mishnah Berurah, they end up being Gehenim, Lakhurim. Ainin Mazaram is a cloud, the Maitim Chol Shabbos, and Nathan Kamat Parasayas Rafa Tevi Kechavim, Mekasim, Meshechim Samamanim, Vatman, the Daraisa's writing and Teuchim, Zain Lema Mashis Mechu, the Afilu Menema, the Mutal Chol Shabbos, this is their Abadam Shumevo. Even that's not pashir, but it's a deraisa. But vaday also lekuli yom chalish Shabbos gemurimim b'meizid Hashem yishmeinu. Now the pesukim zmaneinu, it's not exactly clear what the Mishnah Berurah was talking about. We know, like the Rambam pointed out in Simchas Chavtes, Mishnah Berurah said in Siv Zayin that da da hayin shebo meum shechutz legvolein ulish lo shlo velovin bevad mechiyov manu lotes bechlei zayin afilo yitzki mamen ukedinu dem achusa de hei chadik chasha shem yichas u yish ve'aretz leinu mechalim ayishon. You let it be mechal Shabbos. No gvulois with regard to their eyes, their albanans. You let it do whatever you want because you're scared that people are going to get angry at us. So we see that the Mishnah Berurah is masking that b'mokam evi you let it be mechal Shabbos their eyes. So what happened also when you turn the page, Simchin Lamin, all of a sudden, no, you're Mechal Shabbos Gemur, Misham Eva, you only allow their abundance, and even their abundance not to push it. The Mashmois Ulai of the Mishnah Berurah would be that the Mishnah Berurah was not handling as Eva, which was a Chash of Sakana Safash. But if it be Sakana Safash, then the Chur is very hard to say the Mishnah Berurah would be Machmer in light of what he said in Simchin Choftes. Remoishin, in his Shuvah, Chelik Dalit, Simen Ayin Tes, when he's giving instructions to the doctors, he quotes this Mishnah Berurah and he says, Pela ala chavetzayim. He says, you know what went on in Russia? He says, in Russia there was one doctor. He's saying, based on in the time that the chavetzayim lived. He says, there was one doctor. He says, the guy calls the doctor, and it's a Yiddish doctor, and the doctor says, I'm sorry, my Sabbath, I can't go. And the guy's kid dies. He says, you know what they would do? They would kill the doctor. He says, and the government wouldn't do anything. No one would say boo. And even if they would say boo, they wouldn't say a loud boo. They would give a small anish, he says. They wouldn't do anything very big. He says, it was pasha sakana safasha. He said, befrat bizmanenu, that in a second, all the entire world knows about it, and it's going to go to the papers, and it's going to go to everything. It's pasha, they allowed him to call Shams, and he quotes the Chassam Sofer at the Tshuva. In Yerodei Yosef Kuflam and Aleph, he says, Lahedya, that in a Mokum Chash of Sakana Safashis, certainly that would be of Eva, which can bring to Sakana Safashis, certainly one is allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. Mamela, a doctor who's working in a hospital, or a midwife is working in a hospital, Al Sakshash Eva would be able to be Mechal, if there is such a possibility of Chash Eva, then if she could defer to someone else, terrific, to defer to someone else. Not only that, Moshe says, it's a very interesting shtickle to bear in mind, made to them with Steve and get the Shin Chafes. Moshe says, we have a machlokes for Yishenim whether or not it's dechuya or hutra, klapei pikuach nefesh. With regard to halacha, it sounds like the pasuk of the Rambam that it's dechuya. The question is, klapei, what is it considered dechuya? Ma'isa, the Rambam says that even you should be mezarid yourself for it to be mechal Shabbos, and the early Yisrael v'chachmeim should do it. So klapei, what is it dechuya? You're supposed to run and do it. The base, klapei, what is dechuya? He says klapei preparing before Shabbos. He says it's dechuya. If it was hutra, then if you're a doctor that's on call on Shabbos, terrific, not a problem. However, if it's dechuya, then you should rather try not to be on call on Shabbos in the first place. Switch with a different doctor that you shouldn't be on call in the first place. Turn off your phone, then nobody can get in touch with you. That way you're not going to have to mechal Shabbos. Now, such a thing is not such a possibility. He says even if it's going to cause other people that are fry, that they should be on call, but it doesn't make a difference. He says that's not. It's like lifnei the lifnei of lifnei iber. The Meili says it's not a problem. However, lechatchila one should try not to work on Shabbos. If he must work on Shabbos, then and there's no way to defer to a different doctor. If you're in the emergency room and you're the only doctor on call, you can start saying, "Oh, I'm sorry, you're not sharing Shabbos. I'm just the rabbanim does it for you, but not the rishon. If you don't mind waiting class to Shabbos." It'll be obviously not. A guy comes with a heart attack, and the guy's not going to. He's going to be sued for malpractice. And they'll probably either throw him in the slammer, or who knows what. There might be massacres or pogroms against the Yidden just because the Yidden don't want to save us. We're not going to save them. All types of things. Says Ramesha, but mainly certainly in such a case, it's considered chashash pikuach nefesh, and one would be allowed to be mechalo Shabbos in such a case. Somebody brought up an interesting point with regard to somebody learning how to become a doctor, and he has to do his residency on Shabbos also. Would it be mutter to do it on Shabbos? Would it be mutter to be mechal Shabbos for things you're not really saving people's lives then? You're just doing basic taking their temperature and taking other things that are maybe that they're obviously not going to be giving him to do. I don't think to do it. In a case where he's actually saving people's lives, then he has the same thing as a doctor. You can't say this one yes and this one no. You have to. You have a right to save the Yidden's lives. Once migu that you zochi le chavrei zochi nami also for the guy. However, in a case where that's not the case, and he's just being Mechal Shabbos, but he's not really saving people's lives, he's lying how he gets to able to do how he'd be able to do that on Shabbos. That he should speak to a competent.
Saying before Shabbos that I can't work on Shabbos.
No, that's Beseder. You could do that. They just might throw you out of the program, but whatever it is.
That
that's not. That's not Eva. That's not Eva. That's not. You don't want to become a doctor.
Just that he had a question from the set that
So the question is, oh, that's the question. Is that considered this only time for learning Shabbos, or you can go to a different program which is Shemir Shabbos? There's doctors that weren't Bechal Shabbos. Yishlein. Somebody who's become a doctor should certainly find out beforehand how to work things out. With regard to when it become a woman is considered a yoledes, Sif Gimel. Nikras yoledes lechal Shabbos, mishateshiv al hamashber, mishal shadam sheish liyurid, o mishal shachavitzayin hoi tosei, some zoi tzel. Shim b'koyach lalech, kimet shenir echel meilu ha-simonim, meilu mechal lanet ha-shabbos. It's all big machlekes rishenim as to how we pass in la-halacha. La-halacha, mechaber passes like the Ramban, that we pass in sabit nefash la-halkel, whichever simon comes first, that's the simon. Practically, how to translate these into modern day terminology is not exactly so clear. Either she's having tremendous contractions, she can't walk, that's pashtus, she has to sit down, she needs, generally dam does not come out till after the birth, like this Keshuvah is Moira in one of his hours. But certainly in the case, generally, it's not that nageya, because unless you're already in the hospital and you have to don on turning on the light and other things like that. But generally, when a person has to go to the hospital, they don't wait to anything to simanim, like the Taz brings down, the Mishabur brings down, that you're allowed to call a midwife even before any of these simanim come. Because you can't wait till the simanim come to call a midwife. So too, you can't wait to go to the hospital until the simanim come. When should one go to the hospital? Say the price scheme, or Shabbos brings it down, Zilberstein is the safer. There's a whole safer Teretz Yeledes from Yitzchak Zilberstein Shlita about what to do on Shabbos in the case of Leda. And he said, if there's regular, consistent contractions between 15 and 20 minutes, then a woman should go to the hospital and not wait. Every 15, 20 minutes, yes, that's what he said. You don't take a chance. Now, this Mashmoy says in the Mishnah Berurah, he says, even if you're not sure, Mishoshim Rageshet Tzatz, Afilu B'Sofik. You're not even sure. You have a suffix. It could be also that over here it's different because it's for sure going to come to a matzah where it's going to be a suffix of nefesh. So you're just calling a little bit earlier than you have to with Batim. Certainly, if a woman's water breaks, there are those that were murdered, it's not one of the simanim. But Rosh Hashanah says if water breaks, then you go. Why? So even if it's not b'guf nefesh for the mother, it's a chashav b'guf nefesh for the child, and therefore one should not hesitate and go to the hospital. Or she feels pressure, she feels the baby wants Yaakov Avinu, then certainly she should not hesitate and go to the hospital at once. Sif Dalet. Kol shei sheyamar rishenu nufil omar ein tzach tzuicha mechal anet ha-shabbat. Mishlei shevat zayin omar ein tzuicha ein mechal anet. Mekan ve'elach apil omar tzuicha ein mechal anet ha-shabbat. The halacha is with regard to the first 3 days, even if she says she doesn't need, if it's the normal thing that they do for a yoledes, whatever it includes, warming water for her or washing her, or whatever else, what other malachas are done, we don't even ask her, we just do it. However, the Mishnah Berurah says something interesting. He says, if both she and the doctor say that she does not need this chil Shabbos done, then 100% you should not be mechal Shabbos according to the Mishnah Berurah. If the doctor says that she doesn't need it done, and she says that she does need it done, then leave your day Maris Nafshari, and then Hanami, leave your day Maris Nafshari, Commission is Barbara Simon Tafri Shir Ches, and we're going to be Michal Shabbos. I just saw an extremely interesting story, B'Shem, that happened with Rabbi Yashav, that in Rabbi Lefsaver? Rabbi Shur Lefsaver, Yaakov showed it to me, that Rabbi Yashav had a story. This is really maybe going to get to Tafri Shuv Ches, but it's Levi Dei Maris Nafshei, that somebody came to Rabbi Yashav on Shabbos. He had a shaila whether or not he should do a certain procedure. He'd have to go to basically the doctor to give up on him. There's only a small chance they could get somewhere else. And the question was if he had to be a patient going on Shabbos. The kids are, he asked him what are the statistics and what it is. At the end of the day, he passed him, he says, Zachar or not. He says, I don't see that it's practical, that it's really, and therefore you shouldn't be Mechal Shabbos. He went home, said, Pachei Nefesh. 10 minutes later, whatever it is, his wife comes. His wife is crying away and saying, how can you say such a thing? And how can you do this to my husband? And there's a small chance he can save his life, and how could it be? And it gets where Yashav was quiet for 5 minutes. And then he passes and says, you know what? Go. they started calling the people that they had to call, and they got in touch with all the people, and they went on Shabbos, and he went, and he flew, and he came back, and he attacked Erev Rosh Hashanah, and he came back. Came back to Yashu, and tell him, thank you, man. So he just explained to me, what's the difference between me and my wife? So he said, the difference between you and your wife is that when you came, and I explained to you the situation, and you told me the statistics, and it was Masber everything, then you agreed to it, and you said, yeah, I understand that the Taka, according to the statistics, is really not much to do. And therefore, you didn't feel that this was something that you needed. This is something that was going to help you survive, for example. You needed it, but you didn't feel that it was going to help you survive. When your wife came, your wife felt that this is what you needed to survive, and she really felt it. But that wasn't you. Now, the din of Levi Yudei Amar is Nafshari. Do we also say Ishtoi Kegufoi on that or not? He says he took 5 minutes to go through the entire sugya, and it came out that we say Ishtoi Kegufoi also on Levi Yudei Amar is Nafshari, and he sent her, and they talked about it first now. That's the Kayak of a God. The Shaila is, how long do we count the 3 days from? Mishnah Berurah starts off saying that it's not Me'eis Le'eis. The Shaila is, why would it not be Me'eis Le'eis? How can you understand this? Why should it not be Me'eis Le'eis? This is a Chuli, this is a physical weakness. The Chura, it's very hard to say that if she gave birth at night right after Shkia, so then it takes her 72 hours to get better. If she gave birth right before Shkia, it only takes her 47, 49 hours to get better. What happened? How do we understand this? So Be'etzem, with regard to Mila, we say we need 3 full days. Says the Trumas Hadeshin in Simen Kuf Mem Ches. He says, his lashon is, Yeshchilok bein choyli haguf machmas halelo, leido bein choyli haguf ta'alma. That's the last line of his Truma. There's a chilek between this and that. The Shah says, what's the chilek? So the Beis Ephraim, who actually the Mishnah Berurah quotes, says Beis Ephraim. The Beis Ephraim says over there, Kenzan, what he means to say, is that this is something which is totally in the Yetzias Adam, and we see with regards to Zayin Akim that it's not totally in 7 days Me'eis Le'eis Nido, it's not telling 7 days Me'eis Le'eis, it's only in just amount of days. So Psich Makar, we see that the way that the Teva that are Rebbeinu Shlomo put into the Bria is that you don't need full days. So to get back to herself, which is Leida, which comes by the Psich Makar, is also the same thing. Over the end of the whole Shlomo Teres, says the Beit Ephraim, Le'eidim Esafin Amino, Behelim Nivri Chumas Adeshin, and the Mechaber, he would, in Tafesh Ches, he would say that if Imbo Maite Le'yodi, he says, I would be Meiko B'Shat Tzadcha, Meiko La'hissin. The Meiko La'hissin, that's really the way the Mishnah Berurah goes. He quotes the Beit Ephraim, and he says that in Echlami, that's the Mashmois of the Gern later on, Beit Ephraim, to be Meiko, that it's 72 hours, and it's not 3 days of Mikdos Yom Kippur. Now, not only that, when do the 3 days start from? The Mishnah Berurah is Mitzadeh that maybe the 3 days start from the Psi Samakar. At the end of the day, he blives Tzarechin in the Bir Halacha. The Archa Shachan says, Chas v'chalila to be Meikol Mizeh. Certainly it starts from the Leida. Not only that, Chachani says that it starts from the Leida from the time that the Shilyo comes out, the placenta comes out, which is considered the Seif of the Leida. That's when you start counting the 72 hours. Now, the question points out, Chachani also talks about it and says that a woman that gives birth with a C-section, even though she didn't have a regular, normal birth, nevertheless, she still has the same din of 3 days. Not only that, they say that since it's a surgery, you see in the hospital, they keep a woman who had a C-section for longer. It's a longer recovery process, then she doesn't leave the din of a chelesh ish betakana until the doctor says that she has left that state of chelesh. Sif, hey. Hey, Yeshevat on a mashber. Says our love is my name, we're not knowing like that because we can't be magdor exactly when the woman died, and therefore we don't do it even during Bechor. Now this din that we're allowed to be, Mishnah Berurah points out, what's the chiddush of this halacha? Ashminu shafilu safik pikuach nefesh zeh shleihoi adayin b'ches kaschai la'olam afilu achi doich ha'shamah. Safik bekuach nefesh. Oh, a child. The safik in the first place, and it's a child who never had a chesed chaim, still mechal Shabbos. Now the question is, how do we know that? How can he be mechal Shabbos? How do we know they only mechal Shabbos for a vlad, for a uber? We only find that there's a din of a chayvim. A chayvim means, shlo yochal lavai lemiso b'shum inin. That means they can't die b'shum inin. But how do you know that somebody that's not alive yet, that to give him life, we also do that. We also do all that we could. So the Pesachim seem to say that we learn it out of a Shomer, but it's also Shabbos. Mutal Chal Shabbos Achas, Nidah Shabbos Harbin. And that, even though the Maskanas HaGemara, we paskin from the Chayvim, and Nachum Mutar Mechal on Shabbos Achas. However, we still also, that drasha also still applies. Now, there are those that say, the drasha only applies, like the Gemara says. The drasha only applies in a vade pikuach nefesh. If it's a vade, a massive pikuach nefesh, if you don't do it, he's going to die. If you do it, you'll be able to save him. That, we're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for him. But if it's not a massive vade pikuach nefesh, then in Islam, we wouldn't be allowed to. The Nitziv says, actually I called my father, he asked me, what are you learning? So I said, oh, I'm learning before. So he says, oh, about 40 years ago, I went to speak to Rav Ruderman about something, and he told me, he says, place this in Bava Tzvi, he says, I'm not sure why I told him this. But there's a famous Nitziv, the place this in Bava Tzvi, Kof Yud Dal Mebe, says, how was Eliyahu HaNavi allowed to be Metav himself, to be Mechaya, the child that died? On that he says he was a kohen. Eliyahu was a kohen who was not allowed to be matam himself. Doctor, since it was pikuach nefesh, therefore he's allowed to be matam himself, since he knew vaday that he's going to be able to bring him back to life. So the shaila is, why is it pikuach nefesh? He was dead. He's not alive. It's not pikuach nefesh at all. The answer is, it depends. If it's al t'bachay behen, you're right. He's already dead. There's no b'chay behen. However, if it's al t'mutiv l'chal shamas achas, to be mevachal a mitzvah, to be mekayim mitzvah harmeh, then nechamim, that applies in this case also. Even though he's dead, but you bring him to life, so you should be able to be mekayim mitzvah harmeh. Mimila, Eliyahu HaNavi is allowed to do it al t'pikuach nefesh. However, says the Nitziv, since that drasha is a drasha of only vaday pikuach nefesh, vaday pikuach nefesh, his understanding means that you for sure be able to save him, or he's for sure going to die, or remain dead. If you don't do what you have to do, therefore, Tesis has to say, it was borrowed to him that he'd be able to bring him back to life. That's why it was borrowed, it was for sure that he'd be able to bring him to life and save his life. Therefore, why did Tesis like to? Because he learned it out of Mutav Chal Shabbos Achas. However, it's clear in the Mishnah Berurah, but it's already in the Rishonim. The Rishonim bring down this drasha. It's brought down in the Magen Avraham, brings down, this is Akdama for Siv Zayin, the Magen Avraham brings down Ramban, there's a Machlekes Rishonim, whether or not we're Machal Shabbos to save and over. The Bahag says we are Machal Shabbos to save and over, and there's Yikuman the Tzvir Lehu, says the Ramban, that we're not Machal Shabbos, unless it's somebody that, it's an Uber that's already, it's Kotalei Chadasho, that he's ready to be born, so therefore he's already considered a Chai, but a regular Uber, we're not being Machal Shabbos. Says the Ramban, when he quotes the first Shita, he says, "La'in yishmir et mitzvus mechal aleo, omra tere lechalal av Shabbos achas, shema yishmir Shabbos et harbeh." Maybe he'll be shemir Shabbos et harbeh. Not for sure. It's only a topic. It's not a vada pikuach nefesh. We don't know. Nevertheless, the shaila is, how do we learn that out at the end of the day? The Maaseh and the Gemara is before that we can only learn that there's a vada pikuach nefesh, not something pikuach nefesh. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch Harav, in Siman Shin Aleph, he says that the Maskanas HaGemara that we learned out of Achai Behem, that even on the Tzavim B'Kuach Nefesh, so then it's Megaleh on the other drushes also, that it's Mark of the Tzavim B'Kuach Nefesh. Therefore, the halacha is, and it's clear in the Mishnah Berurah, Tzavim B'Kuach Nefesh, that we're Mechal Shabbos to save an Uber. Therefore, anything that has to be done to save a child, certainly we do B'Zmaneinu. Not only that, the halacha that the Ramah brings down, all the places we say that B'Zmaneinu, we're able to save the children, and is able to be able to tell when the mother died, and there's other different ways. Certainly we save them, even the Ramon, the Maskim. Somebody told me just now, on Thursday, and he has a relative who was born, he has a cousin who was born, that was his cousin's mother was in an accident, and he was taken out of his mother's stomach, and he's alive and well. Not only that, there are even some Pachmei Arbaim Yerim, the Ober is Pachmei Arbaim Yerim, still, say the praise came, we do all that we could to save him. Now, if somebody doesn't feel the mela, if a woman does not feel movements from the baby for a while, then the first thing she should do is have a sweet drink and lie down on her side, say the doctors, then hopefully she'll be able to feel the baby. If she doesn't, then she should go to the hospital as soon as possible. Shouldn't be anything that has to be done to save the child is done. Any vitamins that need to be taken for the health of the baby is also done on Shabbos. Pasha that you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. The last halacha is Sivav, Oysin Madur Li Yoledes. Azmana Kogaram, that we end off with the Din Maduro on Lag Boimer. Oysin Maduro Liyeledes Kol Shleishim Yoyim Vafilo B'tkuf HaSamis. Says the Mishnah Berurah that this halacha is not clear when we're talking about. In the Rishonim, there's a big mavucha, he says, as to what we're talking about. Is this dafka at the time that were the Zman Sakana that were allowed to do anything to Michal Shabbos were also allowed to make a Maduro, even though theoretically we could have said that she should just put on a coat on another layer. Or is it talking about even when she's not in a Matzvah Sakana, Klafi Maduro, she is in a Matzvah Sakana? The Bir Halacha blives at the end of the day, a Tzarech in Lamaisa. Now, when you have a Tzarech in Lamaisa with a Shalach, Tzav Bikoch Nefesh, L'chare the Pashas is, the Mokam, a Tzarech, certainly you're going to be making. And that's what the Chachani says, certainly Mokam a Tzarech, we see that there's a Tzarech, you're allowed to turn on the heater, or anything else that must be done. Certainly, if you have the Yechirlis, to ask a guy, that's always the best idea, to ask a guy, and not be Mechal Shabbat, if you could. However, if not, then we would be able to be Tzarech on the Pashas of the Mechaber. Which is like the Rav Magid, it was Mavatl Daitya to the Ravid, that even when she's not in a Matzah of Sakana Sefashis, she's after 7 and before 30, nevertheless, if she says that she needs to be Mechal Shabbos, then Inich Nama she needs Mechal Shabbos. Just maybe the hair, meaning the Indian voice, the Indian of Maduro, the Indian of Lav Boimer, I heard a very nice hair on Shabbos, which is kashur to Hilcha Shabbos that we've been seeing for the past 2 years. And I saw something actually today also from Gamaliel Rabinovich, just one line. I don't know what he was trying to get to, but maybe we'll tie it in also. Interesting to note that the machlokes that we have in Shabbos, when he gets to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Rabbi Yehuda always goes back to the Ma'aseh, and Rabbi Shimon goes back to the Machshavah. Rabbi Yehuda says, Zomer Shinu Meskavin, a person is Chayiv. It's not only just when he gets to Shabbos, Choter, Kulon. Balach Shinu Tzichon Gufa is Chayiv. Even though you did the malacha shaloi l'tzarech, the malacha, you didn't have the regular machshava, nevertheless you're chayiv. And Rabbi Shimon doesn't go past the pasta ma'isa. He doesn't go past the ma'isa in and of itself. It's machshava. It's a malacha in the tzarech of the malacha. Rabbi Shimon is coming. You didn't do the malacha for the tzarech of the malacha. You didn't have the regular machshava in mind. Then seitzesh k'ma'isa. And memela, you're going to be patar on Shabbat. You see, he goes past the pnimiyim. As opposed to the chitzenius, and not only that, it's interesting. He's making in both cases. I saw that Rav Novich, this is the line that I saw. He says that very many places in Shas we find that Rav Shimon is makel, except when it comes to Limud HaTorah. Limud HaTorah, we find that Rav Shimon is machmir, right? Efshir Adam Zareya b'Shav Zareya, Ketuv Ketav Zira, Torah Matayel now. I think where it says Harbi also to Rav Shimon Yirmi Yochayim, they also be Adam. Everything is makel, and he gets a Torah is machmir. Maybe it's takanah kula, it's a chumro. It's the inyan of malacha, the inyan of Shabbos is that ma'isim mifnei atzman are almost purposeless. If you don't have the machshava behind it, when it comes to the Torah, you don't have the machshava behind it, and then it's something which is not enough. So not only that, I heard from Talmud Chacham that lived in my building with Chaim Hillowitz. He went to the Shtel too. The machlekes that the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah between they went on Yehuda and Reb Shimon ben Egeta, which is why Reb Shimon ended up in the Gemara. Yehuda says, "Look what the Romans did for us. They made bridges, they made bathhouses, they made shukim, they did all types of things." And what does Reb Shimon say? The reason why they made bridges to be able to make tolls and make money. And they have bathhouses, and they should be madan themselves. The reason why they have shvakim is for their taivas. All the things, in other words, he went bust of the Maisa, the Prasad of Maisa, how you look at it, he went bust of the Machshava behind it. La Lachal Maisa, we pass like Rav Shimon. We go bust of the Machshava. It's not just a Kula, but it's also a Chumra. That means that the Maisa, and the Limud HaTorah, and that's why he's more Machmer in Limud HaTorah, is because your Be'etzem Torah is the Pnimiyah. And it's not enough to have just the Chitanias. You go through the Gemara, and just have the Chitanias. Fakir, the panemius is the ikir, to be mischaber to it. It's not just to learn, but to be ligging and learning. And to the Ramchal says, the Indian of Torah is mizdama to gecholim, is mizdama to Eish. He says, because it's exactly like Eish. For anybody that made a bonfire last night, you see the, after it dies down, you see the coals. In the coals, you see that the coals are glowing. And after it dies down, they're not even glowing anymore. Then you start fanning it, and you start to see that it starts to glow. You fan it more, and all of a sudden it erupts into a fire. It says the Ramchal, that's exactly what Torah is. Torah is a coal. When you see the words of the Torah, the words of the Torah, it is Torah. But to take be able to be mischaber to it, to be able to see the amkus in the Torah, you have to fan it. You have to be mizbainin. You mizbainin a little bit, then it starts igniting. Then you see the light a little bit. You fan it a little bit more, you mizbainin a little bit more, then it erupts into a fire. Everything was there the entire time. You just didn't see it. Duch the Isbainanus, Duch the Ligi in Zero, then you come to the Etzim Chibur, then you come to the Isha Zero, which means Duchim, Chus. Tanakh, Kiyi Rashbi, and discovered the Tzeirah Kedesh.